Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And the playoff matchup is set. Sunday night, game one. Wednesday night, game two. Saturday night, game three, Chase Center. Monday night, game four, Chase Center.
Sunday, Wednesday, Saturday, Monday.
Correct.
Wow. That's great for an older team.
12 days between now and game four.
So you've got no game, no game, no game.
Game.
No game.
All right, yes.
Game, no game, no game. So between now and... And next Wednesday, they'll play
one
twice.
Time.
But next Wednesday would be the second time.
Yes,
eight days.
Right.
Man, that is pretty sweet. And I thought that's the way it would break.
And one more thing. Because they lost Sunday, if they had won Sunday, their first game would be Saturday. So they really only lost one day of rest before game one.
And you're playing Amen Thompson instead of LeBron James. Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, man, it worked out. Work doesn't mean they're going to win. That's not what I'm saying. We got time to break that all down. I do think that they will win, but we got plenty of time for that.
Sure.
But this worked out better.
I got the Mavs in six. Sorry. It had to be done once. Stanley's classic prediction from 4 years ago.
It only took a half hour right after that.
This guy is such a D.
I would have gone there in the crossover, but we were hot on the game and the last 2 minute report. And 30 seconds on the refs. I don't think that they had a good night, but I think that they were equally bad. And that's less than 30 seconds, but I think that there were missed calls both ways, and both sides could be equally upset, but I didn't hear anyone on either side really complain.
I wasn't really all about the refs until we got to the last 90 seconds of the game, and I just saw two calls that I was like, no, don't do those, especially not now. You know what I mean? Like, no, those are wrong. But outside of that, I mean... Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry had a parade at the free throw line.
Yep.
So I don't know how, as a Warrior fan, you can look at the entire game and think it was a bad whistle. There's plenty of calls throughout the night where you're like, what the hell are they doing? But believe you me, I didn't watch the game with any Grizzlies fans. I'm sure they were saying the same thing. I guarantee it. They've got fans, right? The Grizzlies have fans?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No doubt.
All right. Hey, let's go to the phones. We really want to hear from everybody today. So guess who's on the line to start us off today? This is fun. It's Robin.
Okay.
Yeah. Robin, how you doing?
Hey, you guys. I'm doing better. Thank you for asking.
Good.
I had some help. Yeah. Yeah, you know, this getting older is not for sissies. You know that, right?
No, it's not. It's not that fun.
No, it's not. But listen, I just got several points. Hold on. You know me. First of all, I want to say this about Jimmy Butler and his ability to play one-on-one. It was the same thing with KD. Even back then, the fan base would get on him. But the thing is, when that motion ball doesn't work, they need a good isolation player. And they didn't have one until they got KD, and now they got Jimmy. Okay, how funny we come full circle with that. I also wanted to say that we need to rebound because we're undersized. I was having a conversation with someone, and I just wanted to share these points with you guys really quick and get off the air. I was saying, you know, the last 5 minutes of the game, you know, they either lose it, they lose the lead, or they lose it, and it's killing all of us. I'm about ready to have a heart attack. I actually get up and walk away from the TV, guys, turn it off, and just look at the score, you know, check the score on the phone, because I literally can't take it. And so this is what we came up with about why they can't hold leads. They lack size. And they give up easy offensive rebounds. Draymond commits dumb fouls and turns the ball over. Curry isn't set on a rotation, so nobody's in rhythm. Curry's fatigued and hurt, so he's missing shots that he would normally drop. There are better teams in the West. Being a flawed Memphis team didn't show me anything. This should have been a 20-point beatdown. Instead, the Warriors barely made it out, and that's sad. And the last thing I want to say is when we won that championship in 2022, we were undersized then, but we had rebounded because Looney was a rebound machine. What people are crazy about J.K. about it's because he's athletic probably the most, but he don't rebound worth a damn. Peace out. Take care of yourselves and love one another.
Hey, okay, Robin, thank you. All right, a couple things. That's all some really interesting stuff. First of all, you may have memorized this already. Don't look. Don't look at the box score. Do you know who the Warriors' leading rebounder was last night?
Oh, boy.
Don't look.
Leading rebounder.
Don't look.
Yeah. I don't know. I would have to say probably Jimmy Butler.
Nope. Jimmy had seven.
Too quick, Grandy. Too
he was
quick.
Second.
I know
he
the answer.
Second. He had seven.
Of course you do.
Yeah, you did the post-game show.
You did the post-game show. If you don't know it, that's a fireable offense.
Yeah.
Well, I know it, so.
Jimmy had seven.
Well, then ask him.
Instead of making the bit
about how I'm wrong but and I get buzzed.
That wouldn't go very far. He knows. I know he knows. And he knows that
well,
I know he knows.
Just say
he was the fake rebound leader, by the way.
I
it shouldn't count.
If you want, then that's fair, too. It was Steph Curry. Steph Curry led the team in rebounds last night.
With?
Eight.
Okay.
So it's not. Robin has some points, but you brought up something right before she came on. That I think is important when she says, man, the Warriors, here's all the characteristics of why they blow these leads. I think that they blow leads because in the NBA, leads get blown. Unless you're an awful team or having an awful night, these 15 to 20 point leads in the age of the three-pointer and the way people shoot it, they're just not what you used to think they were. So I think it's us. I think our brain... We grew up in an age where when you got to 20, deuces, ball game.
It was over, yeah.
It's not the case anymore. And so what's the Warriors, because this was another one, what's the Warriors' clutch record since Jimmy Butler arrived? They're actually 10-4. So they don't blow it. They don't have everything go wrong down the stretch. You said to me, what'd you tell me about Memphis and the lead or leads they took in the fourth quarter?
It felt like they were up by four at one point, maybe even more. Just remembering watching it, the stress that I was feeling.
Yep.
And when I looked at the box score a little bit ago, they led by two early in the fourth, and they led by one with about 9 minutes left. End of Memphis leads.
And that's it.
And that's going to do it for them leading in the fourth quarter.
I really think it's us. I think it's our emotions. I think it's our stress. I think it's the way we watch basketball and we look at it. And every fan I've ever known thinks this about their team. Everybody that we let get away in a trade is always great. And we always blow it. Our team always blows it. No, you just feel those a lot more. The Warriors do not always blow it. The Warriors have been phenomenal in close games with Jimmy Butler. 10-4 is their record. The Memphis Grizzlies, while I don't think they're great, they're certainly a capable and talented NBA team and shot over 50% from three. If they do that, they're going to come at you. They're going to come at you. And yes, the Warriors are undersized. Newsflash. It's been that way since I think that I could drink, for crying out loud. The Warriors are always undersized.
Pretty much. And, you know, when you blow a 20-point lead, and you blow it halfway through the second quarter, for me, that's not blowing a 20-point lead. That's you being
agreed.
Unbelievably hot, and then you grew a little bit cold, and I'm looking at it here where Edie with the dunk, Morant a couple free throws, Aldama a three, Morant a dunk. That's a 9-0 run. Now it's an 11-point game. So you go from 20 to 11, and you didn't score. You had a turnover. You had a GP2, missed three ball, and the rest of it. So, yeah, that's a blown 20-point lead eventually, but you didn't go from up 20 to down 8 like Memphis did against Minnesota last week.
Right.
We talked about it with Eric Hasseltine yesterday where, you know, they gave up 50 points in the third. They were up 6 at the half, and now you're down 14. That's a blown lead.
Right.
This lead never got blown. It went from, oh my God, they're on fire, to now we got a ball game.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think we need to change the word. That's not a blown lead. That's not a blown lead. It's just a game of runs. And what you hope for when you go up 20 is to stay hot. It's an opportunity to blow the game out. They didn't do it. Memphis made some shots. To me, now you got to get north of 25. If you're north of 25.
In the second half, right?
At any point. If you're ever up by more than 25, that's when I'm like, okay, you should. I'm not saying you're going to win by 25, but if you're ever up by more than 25, you should win that basketball game. You should win that basketball game. And by the way, they did win this basketball game.
They did. And so from the point where they were up by 20 and the point where they blew the lead, it took Memphis 2.5 quarters to actually regain the lead. So that for me is not a classically blown lead. And if you look in the third quarter, most of the time it was 11, 9, it got down to 5, back to 7, back to 5, it got down to 2, then it was 1. So it did get a lot dicier in the third quarter, but eventually you were able to stem the tide, and the Warriors never gave up the lead until the fourth quarter when it was a little bit more back and forth.
Right, yeah, and I think they went in, were they up by only 2, I think, at the start of the fourth? Is that right? I think they were up by only 2 points.
Yeah, 3 at the end of 3, yeah.
Okay, was it 3?
Yeah.
All right. I knew it was 1 possession. So, yep. Yeah, you had it like by at that point. Like, that doesn't even count as a lead. Like, somebody walks down, shoots the ball, and the lead's gone. Right, like, that's not a lead.